So, Dr. Shafi, the Large Hadron Collider has turned on after a 2-year hiatus. What has been happening over the last couple of years?
Yeah, the numerous engineers, physicists, and experimentalists have been working at CERN, at the LHC, during the last couple of years to basically upgrade the machine. In other words, they've been trying to build better magnets, stronger magnets, so that they can achieve higher energies for the collisions of the beams that circulate in the Hadron Collider. You know, they've almost basically doubled the energy that will be available now, in fact, for the ongoing experiments that should start in May or something, the collisions that will start in May.
Tell me about one of the main new missions of the Large Hadron Collider, looking for evidence for supersymmetry. How will the Large Hadron Collider achieve that?
Yes, so supersymmetry is a new kind of symmetry that is postulated by physicists. It basically says that for every elementary particle that exists in nature today, like the electron, the quarks, and other neutrinos, and there corresponds a supersymmetric partner, which are elementary particles also, but heavier in mass and have sort of slightly different spin. They spin a little differently. And these elementary particles are heavy, we know, because the first run one of the LHC, which discovered the Higgs boson, was unable to find these particles. So basically it's a symmetry which has been postulated to exist in nature. It predicts the existence of new elementary particles, and hopefully, and we are certainly very optimistic, theorists in particular are really hoping that CERN will discover some signals which suggest the existence of supersymmetry in the universe.
Right now, scientists are talking about how the Large Hadron Collider will lead to a new model of physics. Can you tell me about the ways that the standard model is inadequate?
Yeah, as you may have heard, the standard model has been developed during the last 30 or 40 years and provides a beautiful description of the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, and the electromagnetic force. It provides an excellent description. On the other hand, all that description, together with the beautiful Higgs boson that was found 2 years ago, provides the description of only 5% of the known universe. In other words, there's about 95% of the universe is still mysterious. Is not
after decades of observation by the standard.
We know that, for instance,
a lot of
there's some matter in the universe
in
that
the
doesn't
universe.
For, that is not made out of
observations.
We know
it's not made out of
a lot of matter in the universe that doesn't.
And
that
but
is
it's
not
gravity.
Made out of atoms. It's not made out of ordinary particles, and but it gravitates, and therefore. Most people believe that there's a new kind of elementary particle, which has sufficient abundance and a certain mass, which gravitates and is yet to be found. And this is called dark matter. The standard model has no dark matter candidate, and it's just some new physics like supersymmetry and other extensions of the standard model that predict the existence of dark matter.
And you mentioned that the LHC's energy is being doubled. So how will that enhance the search for supersymmetry and dark matter particles?
Right. But the previous run of the LHC, which actually discovered the Higgs boson, that energy was sufficient, as you know, to create the Higgs particle. But it was not enough, it seems, to produce one of the supersymmetric particles. So by doubling the energy, essentially, CERN is basically improving the chances by a factor of 2 that supersymmetry can be found. And hopefully, if the supersymmetric particles have masses that are accessible at the upgraded LHC, we'll be finding these particles. They will be produced in abundance, actually, and it would be a really exciting time for physics. That would be really the first signal for really new physics at the fundamental level after about 3 or 4 decades, in fact. So remember, CERN is looking for the building blocks of the universe, and supersymmetry is an integral part for some of these theories which go beyond the standard model.
When you talk to, you know, the regular person, the non-scientist, and they learn a little bit about what you do as a theoretical physicist, and they ask you what's the practical use of knowing any of this, how do you respond?
Well, that's a good question, actually. At first sight, there's no practical use for such things. On the other hand, remember, we are searching for the fundamental laws of nature. So things like the discovery of the atoms, then eventually the discovery of quantum mechanics, was necessary to explain the atoms, how the atoms function. And now we find numerous applications of these things in medicine, nuclear medicine, for instance, a whole area of research. When we do X-rays, those also, those were things that were discovered accidentally in the X-ray case by experimentalists. So some of these fundamental researches don't have an immediate impact, but eventually many of them turn out to have profound applications and for society at large in all kinds of areas, including medicine and all over. In many other areas too, yeah.
Right. It sounds like the benefits will reveal themselves over time.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while before the benefits are clear. But in any case, to run a machine like CERN requires cutting-edge technology, in fact. You know, you have to have superconducting magnets, precision electronics, and supercomputing, so you can see that it is very, very crucial. In fact, the Internet came from research, basic fundamental research done decades ago in many places, including the U.S. and at CERN.